Blog Talk Radio.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you mm-hmm. in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. So from a young child, you know, being brought up, I was always brought up with Sabbath observance. So Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown, as mentioned in the Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And then also Jesus observed Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
So it's one day where I don't check my emails. I don't respond to work calls. I don't read
from
any scripts.
Friday night sundown.
To Saturday night sundown.
Yeah.
No work.
You don't check your emails.
No. That's
like against the commandment of Hollywood that thou shalt carry thy BlackBerry at all times.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When you set boundaries.
Yeah.
Up front. Here's what my commitment is. So we all agree.
Before we even take the job or go down the road. Yeah.
Here's the commitment.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then all I have to do is just make sure I keep the commitment.
Yeah.
Because the moment I break it
is
the moment they realize, oh, well, he wasn't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Sabbath is a time to recharge. It's a time to rest. It's a time to spend time with my family. It's a time to spiritually reconnect.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is interesting is that you allow your faith, your belief in God, to be at the forefront of who you are in a place where most of us, and you even say in the book, I remember when I said to my father, I was like 13, 14, that I'm going to be an actress. No daughter of mine is going to be going out to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, boy.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know the line.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, right. So you're living in what a lot of certainly traditional Christian people see Hollywood as the land of everything but following the path of your faith. How do you make it out there?
Well, you make it by being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
like literally for your first job. I mean, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
For your first job. Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's right.
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say,
a solid biblical foundation exists in the church from generation to generation. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. That's why you're being peeled off to all these other religions.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer
of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air, top part of the Sabbath day. I'll be your host for the top part of the Sabbath day. My name, your fear, Israel. Oh, Jesus. Top of the Sabbath day. All six locations is ready to go in. And the WCC got a message saying they ready to go too. As a seer, you want to say something good about us. Do your time is going to be short. Well, we're going to talk all about some good stuff about the children of Israel and YouTube at the same time. So we're going to bring Mr. Liam in and see what he got to say for the top part of the Sabbath day. Well, let's look on the international side and see who all in the room first. Let's go on the international side and do a little peep and see who all in the room. Top five to seven day. This is it, T-Ray. This is the day that Almighty has made for you and me and all other people. And all six locations, the gates is open up for the top five to seven day. And what can I say? We ain't got nothing at all the flock of sheep.
195 international.
Let's bring the clear up here, man. See we got the same. Remember one thing, the world have a sign of prayer. Somebody has to tell us the story. We look all around the world, and the known world will not tell us the story. So over there in the first group of families, they talk about it. Let's make, we have to talk about it. If I'm tipped, then we'll bring that verse up again soon as we kind of find the tips and bring it in. Top five of the Sabbath day, all six locations here. Oh, ready to go. Remember, call the DJ 224-600-5979. That's the international line. Remember, we come on 7:30. To 9:30, but if the WC wants to have a great hour here, the third hour, that's on it. But anytime you get that third hour on this broadcast, remember one thing. That is the mercy of the WC and the New York City. You want to hear a little bit more. So anytime you go forward, 2 hours, you get anything after that. They were here. Let's find the kids to bring him in and see what he got to say for the top part of Saturday. You meet your brother. Allow it for us, you say. Brother, no fear. Y'all call Israel, say you right.
And Yahuwah bless you, brother. See as well, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like you said 103,875 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that's a good thing. There's so much power in the word Yahuwah this evening. We can hear all kinds of voices in the background. Sound like there's an awful lot of talking power. And we know that we came to hear most of those things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand. And that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah makes all this more possible for the right.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
So, knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Let's come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. It's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath we're in now, which is Friday. From 7:15 to 10:15. With all the excitement that we can hear that's going on. Everybody's here sitting on the top part of Sabbath. And the bottom part. Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. Currently, our website is down and under construction, but we will keep you informed when this is up and running. Also, you have to remember what Yahuwah said in Psalms 26, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, O your kindred to the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Right now, you can tell that we're really live. We have a lot going on in the background. To get there, right on the search line, type three words. Yahuwah Radio. Look for click the red live button. You'll be right into our live online. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Going in and out over here.
Hallelujah. Mr. Tibbs, you passed it back over. I don't know. Oh, we hear a lot of background. Okay, y'all talk about everything. This is the day that Almighty God made. But what we're going to do, we're going to keep our eyes on God. We'll throw a couple of verses out, and we'll get something going on. All right, let's see, can we see if I'm Sister D. Israel bring it in, and we'll see, can we throw a couple of verses down on the table. And one thing we want to know, see, we got a lot of memos based upon we hearing about the health issue. How's your health issue going on and what's the problem? But see, one thing about it, see, Ray, the Bible got the children of Israel's health issue. We can't all of a sudden make a move because that old one-eyed Satan tells them things. It's fine for the Israel. Let's see if we get a few verses on Tatum about the health issue, and we'll keep our eyes on Brother Yahdai Israel. All right. When you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah,
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell me something, Israel, before we get some Luke 12:12. How is we coming over this international radio broadcast? We do hear you, no doubt about it. But what are you hearing on your end there, come on?
It's clear at this point.
Say it again a little bit louder.
It's clear at this point.
It's clear at this point. Hallelujah. Wow. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, it's clear at this point. Let's get something going on if it's clear at this point there. So
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. And at that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that's what the G is, well. Top 5 to 7 day, all location is open. But we got an issue on the table based upon, imagine back in the days you go into a store, it might have happened to anybody, and they say, excuse me, can I get some service? Excuse me. Now, when you say, can I get some service? Excuse me. You want some service on what you want to put on the counter or whatever, right? Now, that's what that means. Now, we're going into the Bible, and why would you look in the Bible and see something totally different about what the word service means? Let's find out what the word service means when we go in the Bible. And 104, forgive us, brother, y'all got here. Yep, I bump heads together on that. 104, verse 13 and 14. Now, imagine you go, now, Sister D. Israel, imagine you go into a store, and now you got your money. Hey, I want some service. Now, everybody knows what that means. You talk a lot. I need some service. Okay. So go in the Bible and see what the Bible say on that circumstances about I want some service. We're going to Psalm 104, verse number 13
and 14. We open up at their top five of the Sabbath day. What did it say after the Jews read? 104, 13 and 14. You on the clock, come on.
Psalm chapter 104, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13. He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
All right. That's excellent, sister. Now, sister G, help me out a little bit. When we read, now, what is they saying in verse 14? Now, hold that point. David is speaking from what position in 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3? Now, when David is making this statement, where is he coming from? Book of Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3. What is he saying?
1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Then they told David, saying, "Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floor." 2. Therefore David inquired of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go and smite these Philistines?"
Wait a minute.
And Yahweh said,
Hey, hold on a minute, Sister G. Hold on a minute. Make that 2 Samuel. Sorry about that. That's on me. 2 Samuel 2 and 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3.
2 Samuel, chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1. Now these be the last words of David, David the son of Jesse.
Okay.
Said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of Yahweh of Israel, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, 2. The spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. 3. Yahweh of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh."
So, now, working a little bit there, Sister G, Israel. So now, when David is speaking, who is he speaking? Who is working David's mouth? Help me out there, Sister Zia, Israel, for this national audience. When David is speaking, who working his mouth?
Of Yahweh, speak by me. David.
The spirit of Yahweh is working David's mouth. So whatever David says, the spirit of Yahweh is working his mouth. Okay, what did... The spirit of Yahweh is working David's mouth. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, and let's see what it says in verse 36 and 37. So now we're clear. When David opened up his mouth, the spirit of the Almighty Yahweh is leading this book. And what he says about that in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. What is it saying now, Sister G, Israel? So now in 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3 now. National audience, listen. When David is speaking, that is the mental spirit of Yahweh speaking through his mouth. So whatever David said, listen to what Yahweh said pertaining to when the mental spirit drop you a message in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. What it say?
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 32. and 36 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the ministering spirit, the righteous spirit, shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Now, Sister G. Israel, break that down for this national. What is going on here? See, everybody loves to read verses. But we got to be able, it got to be a ministry somewhere can read it and break it down where the layman man can understand one thing. What we just got to read in 104 verse 14. Now, when we read 104:14, we're going to read it again. But what did the Almighty say in Matthew 31:12, 31, 32, 36, and 37? Break that down now. This is G. Israel, C. Roy, break that down for this national audience.
Whosoever speaketh a word, whosoever speaking, it will be forgiven, except do not speak against the righteous spirit of Yahuwah.
And if you do, what you got coming?
For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
So, Sister G, when the mental spirit say something, and if somebody questions the mental spirit saying something, what do you got coming according to Matthew 31, 32, 36, 37?
Speak against the ministering spirit. By your words you shall be condemned. Condemnation.
Seriously. Meaning, bottom line, when you read your Bible, understand that. If you find out the mental spirit is the one doing the talking, and he's passing that message on, then it's something that don't sit right with a young man or a young woman, suck it up. Ain't nothing gonna change. That's just the way it is. Now, David said the reason why he was able to understand all that good stuff was in Psalm 73:17. What did David say behind that? We come back to 104 verse 14 a minute. But what did David says in 104, what did David say? What did I just say a minute ago? What did I say again? 73:17. Yeah, what did David say in 73:17?
Psalm.
A psalm.
Psalm chapter 23.
73:17.
Chapter 73, verse 17. Till I went into the sanctuary of Yahuwah, then understood I therein.
So David said, speaking by the mouth of Yahuwah, when he really was able to understood. To understand anything, what does David have to do again? To really get locked in with some Yahuwah, what did David say he had to do?
Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahuwah.
Yeah,
then
David
understood
said,
I therein.
The temple of Yahuwah, that's what I understood. He said, you just can't sit back and jack your thrash and sit behind the curtain think you can get the word of Yahweh. David said it don't work like that. He said you gotta get to the temple of Yahweh. And that's why all six locations open right now. Because there ain't no word gonna come to you unless you're greater than David. David said, once I got to the temple of Yahweh, that's when I understood what to pass on. And there you go right there. Now, with all that understanding on the table, we're going back to 104, verse 14. Sister G. Israel, 104, verse 14. Listen good now.
Psalm chapter 104. Verse 14. Psalm chapter 104, verse 13. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of their works. 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
So, 104 verse 14 says that herb is for the service of man and woman. The reason why we're in trouble today, because when we go to fix the meal, we leave out what is the service of man. You know what servant is when you go to the store. Hey, I want some service. Okay. David is telling man of the children of Israel, man and woman, herbs feels the service for man and woman. Now, that's enough right there. Herbs is the service for man and woman. Now we're going to precept that to 1:30 and 29 of Genesis. Now we need to know what kind of herb is our number one service for our body. Now see, because right now they got you right now, they got you hemmed up. They talking about some all type of shots you got to take. Got you all nervous, you know what to do. Why don't you understand what the Bible says? David says, herbs is man's servant. Is that what we're reading in class? Herbs. So if you're in a problem with your body, David is telling you what to do. Get plenty of what? Herbs. Now we go on to Genesis 1:30 and 29 and find out what color is the number one source for us, for our body. Genesis chapter 1:29, come on. To Israel.
Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 30 and 29.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 30 and 29. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. 29. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, for your food.
Okay, good. Now, Sister G. Israel, what color herbs do we supposed to have at the dinner table, which is a service for man and woman? What color or herbs we supposed to have, according to Yahweh, at the table? Come on. Verse 30 again. What color?
Verse 30. and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
What color that, Sister G, as well?
I have given every green herb.
Oh, green herbs. So your number one way to get back on your feet before you start running, try to get real dark cook, why don't you change the way you put the meal on the table, and you change the way you put the meal on the table, put some more green herbs on the table. Because David said, I'm speaking from the mouth of Yahweh's minister, the minister of spirit angel. And David was 1:14 in the book of Hebrews. What was they sent here for? In the book of Hebrews. Louis tried to call Hebrews 1:14. What did it say?
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Oh, they minister spirits, and they were sent for the ones going to be heirs of salvation. See, otherwise the minister spirits, they try to show you how to get some salvation, even get some peace with your body on earth by doing one thing. Make sure when you sit down and eat, the more green stuff you eat in your body, that is the service for man and woman. Pump that belly full of green stuff. So right now, you try to figure out now which one of these shots you're going to take. Well, have you got your one yet? Have you got your one yet? I go, when you get some Bible? You know the one that made the body? You know the one that put the body together and told the men of spirit, told David, listen, David, you tell them piece of people down there in your watch, make sure they eat green. Eat green. Good. Well, we got that out of the way. Now we're going to we're going 65, so now we're clear. When David is talking, he's talking good stuff there, Sister G, as well. What did David say in 65, verse 1, 4, 9 through 13? What did David say? Sister G, Israel, what David said in Psalm 65, verse 1, 4, 9 through 13? Because everybody at the crossroads, listen, the Bible's been having your answers since the foundation of the world. You just got to be up on the right ministry here, what Yahweh said. Psalm 65, verse 1, 4, 9 through 13. Sister G, Israel, talk about the Sabbath day, come on.
Psalm chapter 65, verses 1, 4, and 9 through 13. Psalm chapter 65, verse 1. Praise waiteth for you, O Yahweh, in Zion, polluted for city of David, and unto you shall the vow be performed. 4. Blessed is the man whom you chooses and causes to approach unto you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your temple, even your righteous temple. 9. You visiteth the earth and watereth it. You greatly enriched it with the river of Yahweh, which is full of water. You preparest them corn when you has so provided for it. 10. You waters the ridges thereof abundantly. You settleth the furrows thereof. You maketh it soft with showers. You bless the springing of it, the springing thereof. 11. You crownest the year with your goodness, and your calves drop fatness. 12. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. 13. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Let's be talking. Who is that message to in verse 1? Who is this message to there, Sister G. Israel? Read that verse 1. Who is he telling all this good stuff to in verse 1?
Praise waiteth for you, O Yahuwah, in Zion, polluted for city of David, God Judah. And unto you shall the vow be performed.
So this message right here is telling Yahdah Judah. Because Yahdah Judah, this brother and sister stays in the peel stove with the doctor. He stays over there with Doc Cook. He got, you know, I remember once upon a time the boss tried to sit a bag down. I said, God, dog, move your pills out the way. I can't put the dog on the bag down. You got pills everywhere. You see that? So you tell your bottom line. You sitting there taking all them pills and all that kind of stuff. Yahuwah is telling you through the mental spirit. He's telling you now. And now we're going to find out. Matter of fact, when you know you got some good corn in you, and what it makes you do it on 65:13 again, that's a D Israel. It's a sign when you know you, listen, when you prepare the meal for an Israelite, especially of Southern Kingdom, make sure they got plenty of green food and plenty of, let's see what the mental spirit told David, make sure they got plenty of 65:13. Come on, that's a D Israel. What is that?
The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Thank you, sir. What do corn make you do for Jesus as well?
Shout for joy. They also sing.
They also make you sing. Corn is a blood purifier. When you feeling low, you eat plenty of corn, because corn in 78, 24, and 25. Let's find out the game changer about corn. So listen, when you preparing a meal for a Israelite, make sure you understand what the Bible teaches you. How do you expect for that young man to be on his feet? Everything he eats is dead. He eats an artificial cow. Artificial. Man made that thing. Artificial chickens. Man made that thing. Yahuwah did not create no chicken. He didn't create no cow. Man crossbreed that up and came up with the chicken and the cow. So now, if I was wicked and I want to get at you, what would I, you remember mad cow disease? You remember chickens that three weeks old look like they are 6'11"? I see a chicken, I hold that chicken. The chicken just came out. But in 3 weeks, he's 6'11". What's going on with this thing? You trying to outgrow the piece of meat on the chicken? The chicken is 6'11". You got a restaurant down there where we sell the biggest piece of chickens.
Our genetically chicken is modified.
Yeah, what's in Israel? What
GMO foods, genetically modified organisms.
Excellent.
genetically modified.
Chickens now, 3 weeks old, and they ready to make chicken at 3 weeks old. 6'11" chicken. So if I was a mad scientist, and if I wanted to get at you, what would I first start at, knowing that the majority of you, children of Israel, you will have chicken and cow somewhere. So that's where I'm going to go at. And Yahweh ain't told you nothing about in this Bible about no chicken or cow. But guess what? That's going to be on every meal. We're going to eat dead and dead cow. We're going to eat dead and want to be alive. How you going to be alive eating dead? You got to eat alive to be, ain't got the man to say. Chicken and cow is dead food mortified by the sinners of Esau. He cross-breathed that stuff up there and got that you chicken and cow eating. Do your research. But we ain't going to stay on that long enough. So look, but now we found out what we found in Psalm 78, 24 and 25. What we found out there, Psalm 78, 24 and 25.
Psalm chapter 78, verses 24 through 25. And had rained down the manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. 25. Man did eat ministering spirits food. He sent them meat to the full.
Friends of Israel, where did corn come from again, according to the ministry of Son David in verse 24? Where did corn come from again? 7:24, where did corn come from?
And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven.
Ain't that something? You mean man, the God is by him putting some corn down now. Corn did not come from man's mindset. No. Corn was dropped down from where? From where? From
of heaven. Gave
from heaven.
Them of the that, corn
that's
of heaven.
Corn, y'all. That were the angels. That was the eating. Corn. So listen to me. Corn builds your immune system up. Why leave home without it? Why not put it in your body if it's a blood purifier and it's fits in your body? Why not take you 2 garlics or bring your pressure down? But you ain't got to take garlic if you eat the right way. But garlic brings you got a nervous condition. Cut up 2 nice garlics. Drink you some clean water. And watch your hands stop shaking. Now you got to eat better. You got to now leave Moab and almond food. Hey, baby, what you gonna bring tonight? What you desire? Well, I got the desire for the Chinese food. No, Yahweh said no. But that's another lesson. We'll talk on that one day next week. Listen to you, Roy. If you want to get in the condition you're in now, you got to come back to the Bible. You got to hook up with the 6 anointed camps and support this ministry. Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. This is where you put your nickels and dimes to. Because we is the ones that going to break the back of the known world with this bad teaching. And we're supposed to read a little article tonight. We might not do it. But let's read Psalms 72:16 now.
Psalm chapter 72, verse 16. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth.
What gonna be everywhere on earth there, Israel? What is the ministry told David? You gonna find it wherever you on earth. It's on earth now. What is he saying on earth? It's a G. What is he saying? What's gonna be in earth?
There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon.
Corn in the earth. Don't run away from that corn. Corn in the earth. That's why we got to get our own God. Plenty of green stuff in corn. Plenty of green stuff in corn, y'all. That's the game changer. You ain't got to figure out what shot that he saw I'm put on you that now you got yours. Well, I got my corn and my green stuff in me. And I gotta confess some good stuff about me. Let's run to a Proverbs chapter 3:24. Let me tell you something. Let me let you in on an inside secret. I'm gonna give you an inside secret. Proverbs 3. Is it verse 24 I need? I'm gonna give you an inside secret right now. I ain't got no Bible, but 3:24. That's good enough, brother. Y'all got Israel. Hallelujah. What it say that to Israel 3:24? We're gonna give you some inside scoop. You want a story? You want an inside story? It's close to what you gonna get. 3:24. What it say?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. When you liest down, you shall not be afraid. Yes, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet.
Hush that, son. What kind of sleep? What kind of sleep on it? What kind of sleep? Of the day as well?
And your sleep shall be sweet.
I got to confess. I got to call it like it is. I got a car right here. There it is. That's why I know this thing works. When old Seal lay down, he got an enemies on the other side. We do know that, and that's clear. But Yahuwah said, and already said, in Nahum chapter 1, 9, and 12, you're not going back into captivity no more. If you got me right, just go ahead and get you some. What kind of sleep? A.B. or fetus? What kind of sleep? Oh, she won't say nothing. Who want to say something? Sweet. Sweet, sweet. That's what it's all about. Let's get one more in there for Israel. Let's run to our number now. Okay, now you want to make a four-course meal. Okay, now here go a four-course meal. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. Now, Yahuwah got a four-course meal on the table. You know it's written here. You want a four-course meal? Numbers chapter 11, verse 5.
Y'all Numbers.
Y'all for dinner. Sid, can you come over for dinner? I said, I got a minute. Okay. I see more macaroni, spaghetti, and meatballs, cake. That's what you're trying to do. You might as well just go and put a rope on the tree right there and finish it up. With that macaroni, spaghetti, and meatballs, and chicken and chicken, you might as well go and when I get through this meal, just show me the rope with a tree it already on it. Yeah. Show me the rope, but it's all you're doing for me. You wonder why I'm in bad shape? If I get, listen, Leroy, we can't eat that way. You can't keep on following the other nations. Oh, where they eat? They eat the macaroni and what they call that, peach cobbler by pouring two buckets of white sugar and taking 2 5-pound bags and pouring it into cobbler. Peach cobbler. Pouring two bags of white sugar up in there? What a rope at? That's just back what you don't gave me. You ain't gave me nothing but a rope. I'm not going to get it out the way. That's hanging you better have. to Milwaukee, where I learned how to make peach cobbler for my mother and grandmother. But you finna throw 2 pounds of white sugar into that pan. That white sugar is not the color of a sugar cane. It got to be processed chemically to be made white. White is a disorder color. It's not a color. It's a note of no less. Let's get a full-course meal in there, Sister Israel, 11 verse 5. Now, when you're about to sail over, or anybody from Sister Norman Camp, now let's even get a full-course meal on the table. Numbers 11 verse 5.
Numbers chapter 11 verse 5. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt, polluted from Israel, land of bondage, freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
Ain't that something? That was your full course meal. You got all type of fish that got fins and scales on it. You got plenty of fish. You got plenty of green herbs. You got plenty of corn. And there go the rest of your meal. Did you hear anything about Mama's potato pie in there? You didn't know about Mama's potato pie, did you? Or Mama's 5 layers of black and white cake, huh? 5 layers. She'll made it 5 layers of an L. That ain't for you. Oh, I can make the best pound cake it is. Yeah. But that ain't Israel. Israel don't pound cake him up. Now, there go your full-course meal. So now you know how to fix the meal. If you want, you better have to be around and so he can perform. Why don't you put the right stuff in the system? Well, why do you just fall asleep into my fixed meal? You gave me. You gave me spaghetti and everything. It's like you hit me with a brick in the head or something. It's like you walked into me and hit me side of the head. I ain't got nothing to do but sleep. Anybody get hit with a brick, he got to go to sleep. When you're fixing them kind of meals, you ain't going to do nothing but sleep. Come on, well, I'm in the mood now. Well, look what you got you feeding me. Dead food. It's just like dropping 5 bricks on top of my head and show me a rope to my perform. Well, you got so many infinite men. You don't clog them all up. Well, you can't get right. Why you ain't like you used to be? Because look at what you put in my gut. You gonna stop me all the way up like a Zika somewhere. Come on. Why like I used to be? And you ain't like you used to be either. All right, enough said on that. So the Z is red. Well, you clothes for the top part of the Saturday. Well, I think we ran pretty good. And we got pretty good sound going on. What's your clothes, then, so the Z is red? You're on the clock. Come out.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Don't be in a congregation of the dead. That's excellent. And how you be in a congregation of the dead? By doing things that grandmama did, mama did. Mama can make the best. Give me something where mama can make the best of. Oh, yeah. You ain't had nothing to eat my mama's what? Blueberry pie. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? See, right, we try to tell you how to save your relationship both ways, to have plenty of energy. And how you have plenty of energy, you got to eat according to the Bible. You can't eat what the 17 nations put on the table. You can't eat that kind of weight. Or bring it back a 10-pound bucket of a chicken made up mashed potatoes. Everything is made up.
You better not.
Then you wonder why I fell asleep. You know what you did? Turn the light off and hit me with a brick. When I start eating on that. Just turn the light off, and when I walk past, take a brick and just knock me side of the head. That's what you're doing when you start feeding them with the 17 nations. You can't perform eating dead food. You got to eat live food. Green from the ground. Corn is a blood purifier. It builds up your immune system. You just had a full course meal. And that's why we keep telling you, come to the Six Anointed Camps. We'll show you about relationships, on how to keep that man on his feet and keep yourself on your feet. We'll show you how to shake that blood up. Because the older we get, we let blood be, what's wrong today? Oh, my back hurts. What's wrong now? My feet hurt. You always got something wrong with you. Then you say, well, what about you? You impotent. Well, you know why I'm impotent? You want to clog me up. So you see what's going on? We got a lot of work to do. But I'll tell you one thing. It starts with a ministry, and this is the ministry going to show you what to do, but you got to make sure you got some dust-ass Jaguar in front of you. Don't let it know. We're going to bring the lead teacher of Boston of True Israel to Camp 1, and when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say. Brother Yahshua Israel, Yahshua be with you and see right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No show to the close.
Thank you. Yeah. She is the only neighbor of the Israelite
Isaiah 28, verse 11 to 13.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
For with stammering lips,
and
another tongue,
and with another language, right?
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do?
Will he speak to these people?
To this people. We found out this people at this time was God, Judah, right? Let's write to the book of Daniel. Say he didn't speak it. Because he said that he's going to be wrath of this people, right? Let's see if we can follow up on that in the book of Daniel chapter 9. Verse number 11. Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse number 11. 11, 12. We're going to drop down and read 17 through 17
through 19. Book of Daniel chapter 9, 11, 12, 17 through 19. Daniel chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. Yea, all Israel have transgressed your Torah instructions.
They say all Israel. We know that Israel consists of how many tribes?
12
times. So you see, every last one of them has to transgress, right? Come on.
Even by the thing
mm-hmm.
that might not obey your voice.
Obey the voice.
For the curse is for
mm-hmm.
and the oath that is in the Torah instructions of Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, because we have him.
So he said, the curse has been poured upon us. Come on.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
And he has confirmed his word, which he has spake against us,
mm-hmm.
and against our judge us,
uh-huh.
by bringing upon us a great evil.
So he brought upon us what kind of evil?
Great evil.
For what?
For under the whole heaven
mm-hmm.
had not been done as have been done upon God, God, Judah.
They say that God, Judah called it worse than anybody else, right?
Yes.
Why did they pour it on God, Judah so rough? A mother, Judah of Israel.
Verse number 8 through 10. Number six. Then you get a handle. Where is the North Country, Mother Israel? Zechariah chapter 2. Make that chapter 2. 6 and 7.
Zechariah.
Look at Zechariah chapter 2. Verse 6 and verse 7.
Zechariah chapter 2. Verse 6 and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And the sea cold shall be dwelling.
Well, yes. Zechariah 2. Verse 6 and verse number 7.
Zechariah.
On the Israel sea road.
Zechariah.
Zechariah. Zechariah 2. Verse 6 and verse number 7. Of the Israel of the
Inroad.
Zechariah 2, verse number 6 and verse number 7.
Come forth. And flee from the land of the north.
Come on.
Said the Yahweh, for I have spread it you abroad as the four winds of the heaven. Deliver thyself from Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, that dwell with the daughter of Babylon.
So he say, deliver yourself from Yahweh Judah, right?
Right.
That dwell with the daughters of Babylon, right?
Right.
Now, who is that? Who is the daughter of Babylon? Who is Babylon that we can read? Who is that? Who is this Babylon that we can read about? The book of Psalm 137, I believe. Let's just get to the crux of the matter. Verse number 7 and 8. Look at Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8. Israel, see you right.
Chapter 137?
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8.
Psalm 137. Verse 7 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Though
I walk in the midst of trouble.
Psalm 137. Verse number 7 and 8.
Oh, I'm reading that. Sorry.
Psalm 137. Verse number 7 and 8.
Psalm 137 and 8. Remember, O Israel, the children's family of Esau in the day of Judah, who said, raise it even to the foundation, therefore, thereof.
Verse 8.
O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed. Happy shall he be that rewarded you have served us.
Esau
and his five sons.
Plant, it should eat them as common things. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 11, 12,
11. Yea, on Israel have transgressed the Torah instructions, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the curse is poured upon us.
Back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Are they Israel of Saint Roy? Because Deuteronomy 30, and let me get verse number 1 and 2. Verse 15, number 19 and 20. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1 and 2. Verse 15.
Romans chapter 30, verse 1 and 2, verse 15, verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 30, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, and all these things will come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee. And thou shalt call them to mind among all nations.
They say you got to bring this back to memory, right? You got to call this to mind. Hold on that point. Let's find to the book of 1 Kings.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, And all these things are come upon thee. Mm-hmm. The blessing and the curse.
He said it shall come to pass. All these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse. Come on.
Which I have set before thee. Mm-hmm. And thus shall call them to mind among all the nations, brother, the Yahweh, your Yahweh has given me. Verse 2. And shall return unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and shall obey his voice,
uh-huh,
according to all that I command thee this day. Thus thou and thy children, with all thy mind and with all thy soul. Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Yes, ma'am.
That I have set before you life and death.
Life and death.
Blessing and curse.
Blessing and curse.
Therefore, choose life. That thou mayest love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. And the land of
so
thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Yahweh swear unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
He has set before you life and good, death and evil. Let's go back to that Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel chapter 9, 11 through 12.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 12.
Oh.
17 through 19.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 12. And 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. And he have confirmed his words, which he spake against us,
uh-huh,
and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven have not been done as has been done upon Jagdad Judah. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, O our Yahweh, hear the prayers of your servant and his supplication, and cause your face to shine upon his sanctuary. His sanctuary.
Yep.
Okay. His temple is desolate for Yahweh.
18.
It's 18.
Yes, ma'am.
O my Yahweh, and cleanse your ear and hear. Open your eyes.
Incline your ear
and hear. Open your eyes and behold your desolation.
Our desolation
and the city which is called by your name.
Mm-hmm.
For we do not present our supplication before you for our righteousness, but for your great mercy. Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my Yahweh, for your city and your people are called by your name.
For the city and the people are called by your name. I said 28.
11 to 13.
Jeremiah.
Today, Yahweh may be honored, right?
Prolonged and inevitable. Let me see if I can.